the chance of Donald Trump showing up at the GOP presidential debates, that's just decreased significantly. Why? Because Chris Christie just made one of the two cuts to be at the GOP presidential debates. Christie campaign revealed they have met the minimum of 40,000 unique donors. That's one of the two requirements. Other is to have at least 1% in three national polls, or 1% in two national polls, and 1% in a poll from two of the four early nominating states. That's Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. Now, if you look at Christie's Real Clear Politics poll average, he's sitting at 2.6% right now, so that second qualifier, that doesn't seem to be a deterrent. Chris Christie will be on stage at the GOP presidential debates. Now, those in around the Trump circle, Trump himself, they're saying that Trump's not bothered by Christie. Problem with that is Trump tips his hand all the time. He's the one person you'd want to play poker against because you would just wipe him out. And the way Trump tips his hand is by attacking somebody. He attacks people who bother him, who don't agree with him, who don't bow to him. And he's certainly been lobbing bombs at Christie. Now, turn that around. Christie has been the only one so far who's been willing to punch Trump in the nose versus the others who are running who, well, the best they do is stand behind Trump, stick their tongue out, and hope he doesn't turn around and catch them.
Oh, it's the Democrats' fault. It's DOJ's fault. It's this person's fault. It's the media's fault. How about it's his? He hasn't won a damn thing since 2016. Three-time loser. 2018, we lost the House. 2020, we lost the White House. We lost the United States Senate a couple of weeks later in 2021. And in 2022, we lost two more governorships, another Senate seat, and barely took the House of Representatives when Joe Biden had the most incompetent first 2 years I've ever seen in my life. Loser, loser, loser. Now we're getting going, it'll be different this time. Why? Why will it be different this time?
Why do you think he's not using his own money to pay for his legal fees?
Because he's the cheapest person I've ever met in my life. That's why. And what he's very good at, Caitlin, is spending other people's money. And if you look at his history in New Jersey,
He's misleading his voters, his supporters by...
I think those supporters, you know, write a check to Trump for president. They think they're paying for campaign expenses, not for personal legal expenses.